Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's just something else that's changing in Illinois. An amendment to Senate Bill 825, I'm reading from the Sun Crimes, would, among other things, move the primary date in Illinois from the third Tuesday in March to June 28th, 2022. Make Election Day a state holiday for schools and universities. Require high schools to allow on-site voter registration. And change the dates for circulating candidate petitions. One Republican from downstate said, well, this is all about the Democrats maintaining power. Let's talk to a state lawmaker, a Democrat from Rockford. This is Representative Maurice West. Representative West, thanks for joining us here on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. So what is the purpose? I understand some of the points in this bill. But what do we gain or lose by moving the date 3 months from March to June?
Well, this is going to be a trial run, in essence, because when it's in March, we miss a lot of policy making because a lot of the legislators are in their district campaigning. Moving it to June, it won't affect that much. So it's just for 2022. And if it goes well, it's something we'll consider. And if it doesn't, we'll move it back to March.
If the primary is in March, then they're out campaigning in February. Is that what you're saying, rather than doing state legislative work?
No, put the primary in June so we have more time at the beginning of the year to do policymaking.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm driving at. So now we're going to move it to later in the year, but then won't
right.
so if the primary is in June, though, then don't we lose the attention span of those lawmakers in May and early June then, or how do we pick something up there?
Yeah, that's what we are going to look at in 2022, see how it works. And again, if it doesn't, if it's not effective, we'll move it back. But this is just for 2022.
And aren't they normally, they're not working, they're not, they're adjourned in the summer months anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, we're adjourned in the summer months, but things start to pick up starting in March. We do a lot of committee work in January, February, and then even numbered years, we have to adjust our sessions because of the primary, instead of getting to more intense work done in the March and April area. So that's why we are trying to do the June primary. And again, if it works, great, we'll consider it. If it doesn't, it'll be harmless. We'll move it back to March.
What about making Election Day a state holiday for schools and universities? How do they make that day up, or how are you able to create a holiday like that?
Well, you create a holiday by simply making it the law. But it's something that should have been in the case for quite some time, not just for our high schools, but something I've been advocating for personally is making it a federal holiday so that people can take off work to go vote. Two things, it empowers the voters, but at the same time, it opens up the schools to be polling places to make it easier for voters to cast their vote.
But then, did the schools have to make up that lost day at the end of the year, or do they have one less day of contact with the students?
That, I don't want to answer that question and be wrong, so that's a good question that I can ask the School Board of Education. However, they weren't opposed to the idea, so I'm assuming that either they will make it up, but I would ask them.
Well, I think that's a pretty good question. I mean,
it's a very good question.
It's kind of like an unfunded mandate. You say, well, let's go ahead and do this, and then where's the money for it? If you take away a day of education for voting, then you lose a day of education. So it would seem to me like the legislation should anticipate that in some way. And then if it's would it be a state holiday for everybody? Would state workers get the day off to vote on Election Day?
This legislation just talked about schools and higher education.
Got it. And then this bill, let me just read to you what the critics say. This is Representative Ryan Spain from Peoria. This bill is a continuation of the Democrats' redistricting plan, and we continue to see the ways to maintain and sustain power know no boundaries in the state of Illinois. We have watched for weeks while redistricting activities are taking place, and we were told the time is of the essence, that we have to act now in the cover of darkness because certain deadlines were bearing down upon us. The hypocrisy of these mixed messages is astounding. Do you have something to say to that?
This legislation is focused on the election election day, the election process, the dates. That has nothing to do. My bill had nothing to do with the redistricting process. So, no, that's all I can say about that.
Another amendment to that bill updates the term alderman to alderperson.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call them often because not all aldermen are men. Okay, fair enough. I like the idea of an Election Day holiday. I also like the idea of not having to have a holiday for people. We ought to just get out and vote because it's important, right?
Agreed.
So the question is, you know, if you're not sufficiently motivated to vote at the time that you're supposed to vote, then maybe we don't want your vote, goes some of the thinking. What's your comment on that?
But then there's others who want to vote want to be civically engaged, but their schedule won't allow it to happen, or they can't find the time of the day. And so that's why we're trying to empower all of voters. Even if they don't want to vote, at least they'll have the accessibility to vote.
Yeah.
We're not trying to do what other states are doing throughout the country. We're trying to empower voters.
Do you like the idea of a state, make it for all state workers, make it for private employees? Let's have whenever the day is that we vote, a statewide holiday. What do you think of that?
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I filed a bill saying that, I think this last year or the year before. And so I'm totally on board with that. This legislation just focuses on the schools.
Yeah.
But I can always bring back legislation to focus on state workers and private workers. Because we need to make it easier for our citizens to vote.
It's nice to talk to you today, Representative. I appreciate you joining us. We'll continue to follow this. It's past the legislative bodies. It requires the governor's signature then, right?
Correct.
State Representative Maurice West from Rockford. Maurice, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Have a good day.